fourth parak of Chal and Mishnah Gimel. We're talking about cases where instead of having one big dough, you have a few smaller doughs that are stuck to one another. And till now we learned that it's from the same min, they're mitzars. And if they're two different minim, they're not mitzars and spotted from Chal. Now here we have a case where you have shnei kavim, which is, in other words, two pieces that you put the two together, you will have a shir chala. But you have kav or is the kav shum of the emsa. You have a kav of something which is spotted from chala. For example, it's made out of, it's not wheat, it's rice, which is potter from chala, or truma, which is potter from chala. Enim etzafim, since there's something that's potter from chala between the two, things that are chayim from chala, they're not considered connected, and they both remain potter from chala until you put the two of them together. So let's say you have three doughs of wheat, and one of you already took off the chala, and put down the center, and the two sides of it you stick on two other calves of wheat chala that did not have a chala taken. In such a case, the two ones on the side will be mitzaris through the center one because they all have a shaykh of the chala. Just one of the chala was already taken, the other two chala wasn't taken. Therefore, the two on the sides are considered one unit together with one in the center, and you'll be chayav to take chala from the two on the sides.